Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Back in August, 711 high school football teams began practice with the goals of winning seasons, conference championships, playoff berths, and ultimately playing for a state championship in December. This week, 14 schools have that honor, as the Ohio High School Athletic Association, along with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, play host to the seven state title games in Canton. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the final edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and thank you for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's playoff games. In this week's show, we will hear from all 14 head coaches who will lead their teams into the state championship game, and we'll get preview reports from broadcasters who will call the game for the OHSAA radio network. But first, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Everyone knows chocolate milk is delicious, but who knew chocolate milk was a noteworthy source of nourishment? It's packed with essential nutrients. Who knew chocolate milk was an exceptional source of energy? Plenty of protein and carbs to fuel and replenish. Who knew chocolate milk was a remarkable way to rehydrate? Water and electrolytes to replace fluids. When you're active, chocolate milk is a delicious way to nourish, energize, and rehydrate. Choose chocolate milk.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Pro Football Hall of Fame invite you to the 2022 football state championship games in Canton at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Log on to OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, state championship games, and tickets, including indoor stadium club passes. Make it a weekend to remember in Canton with the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the OHSAA football state championships.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Hey football fans, now's the perfect time to rush to Canton to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Located only a short drive away, the hall provides experiences you can't get anywhere else. Enjoy the Super Bowl Theater, the Game for Life holographic experience, interactive displays, one-of-a-kind memorabilia, and lots more. The hall is open 7 days a week, so what are you waiting for? Get off the bench and get into the game. Tickets are available right now at ProFootballHOF.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I am your host, Marty Bannister, for the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Tickets for the state championship games and all of this week's games are available at OHSAA.org/tickets. Earlier this week, the head coaches of the 14 state finalists held a teleconference with the media covering the state championships. You will hear their comments and thoughts during the Spectrum TV and OHSAA Radio Network broadcast this weekend. But here are a few excerpts from what the coaches had to say leading into this week's championship games. Let's start with Division 7, where New Bremen and Warren John F. Kennedy meet for the second time since 2020 in the title game. New Bremen head coach Chris Schmidt says playing in the ultra-tough Midwest Athletic Conference has helped prepare his team for its playoff run.
I think that's the if you can get through the conference and come out of it relatively healthy, I think one of the and obviously expanded playoffs has allowed more teams from our conference to get in. But it's always, I mean, you get tested every week. There's such good players and good coaches, and you pretty much will see everything in a sense of if you're not doing something fundamentally sound on offense, defense, or special teams, you're going to find out really quick in our conference. And so I think from that aspect, it helps prepare you for the playoffs, where you really have to work on your weaknesses.
For Warren, John F. Kennedy head coach Dominic Perlago, having a team play again for a state championship is an exciting time, but he knows they have their work cut out.
Obviously, it's an honor to be coaching in this game again and having this opportunity. Our kids have worked really hard to get here. You know, they've set some pretty lofty goals and they've worked really hard and through the off season, through the summer. And, you know, to be able to achieve those goals is pretty special for the young men. And our community's excited and as I'm sure New Bremen's community's excited to get them back in the game too.
Let's move now to Division 6, where Maria Stein Marion Local meets Kirtland in one of the more highly anticipated matchups. Flyers head coach Tim Goodwin's team comes to Canton with a record-setting defense.
Well, we got good players at every level, at all three levels. So you got to start there. You got to have talent. We have three linebackers that have played 3 years, and one of them has played four. So we got tons of experience at the linebacker spot. Then at the DB spot, we have a couple really good athletes there that have been able to, shut down the opposing's, best receiver. So you need kind of some of those components to have a really good defense. Like I said, we've been running the same defense for a long time. Our kids know it, and we just let them play.
On the other side of the field in the Division 6 game will be Kirtland and head coach Tiger Laverty, whose team is led by a talented senior class.
Going into the year, I was very nervous about many, many, many things. And we've had many surprises from younger kids, and our defense is pretty young. They've done a nice job, but they're young. I mean, we don't play many seniors on defense, two, sometimes three, sometimes four, but never more than four. And they've really done a nice job. I can't say enough about, what they've done execution-wise and how they've hustled at the ball. And, we're not very big, but they play hard, and I'm really proud of them.
Let's move now to the Division 5 game, where the home team is Ironton. Head coach Trevin Pendleton's Fighting Tigers played a difficult schedule during the regular season, which he feels primed them for a run at a state title.
I definitely think it helps you. That's for sure. Obviously you want to be battle tested, and we talk to our kids all the time about being forged in the same fire. So it's really hard to do that, and it isn't really something you can replicate in practice. So beefing up your schedule there and allowing yourself to get exposed to different styles and different schemes, it makes you ready for anything that you're going to see when you get into the playoffs and you're making deep playoff runs, because you're not only going to see high caliber football teams, you're going to see teams that are well coached and teams that run a variety of different styles, but the common factor is they're all going to be good at what they do.
Taking on Ironton in the Division 5 game is Canfield South Range. Head coach Dan Yeagley's Raiders are in the state championship game for the first time in school history.
I'm just very proud of these young men. They set a goal early in the year to get to this point, as a lot of teams do, and they stay focused throughout the whole year. And our league, the NEH, did a great job preparing us for the playoffs, because it's full of great players and great coaches. It's the dive into the playoffs. We saw a lot of teams that we didn't know a whole lot about, and our kids reacted, and they're more worried about making South Range better and making themselves and the team better instead of worrying about the opponents. And that philosophy has really paid off throughout the playoffs. And like I said, I can't be more proud of these young men. This is the first trip to the state finals for South Range, and it's been a wild ride and a lot of fun. And we're trying to enjoy the moment while we still try to maintain our focus for Friday morning.
Now to Division 4, where the home team is Cincinnati, Wyoming. Head coach Aaron Hancock has a team that has been able to focus on their opponents each week out and not look ahead.
You hit the reset button after the game, and come Monday, we're starting on our next season. And it sounds cliche, but we want to be 1-0 each and every week. And that's the mentality that these kids go through. That's the mentality that our coaches go through. So, hitting that reset button and really focusing all in on the next opponent has been critical for us this year. Everybody
you know, everybody's gunning for us and every team we play. And, you know, we're everyone's Super Bowl and every team that we play in our regular season, in the playoffs, everybody wants to beat Wyoming. And we know that. We don't hide from that. We put that target on our chest and we say, you know, we're ready.
Wyoming's opponent in the Division IV game will be Cleveland Glenville. Head coach Ted Ginn Sr. knows the Cowboys will be a tough team for his Tar Blooders to deal with.
It's based on being fundamentally down. I have less penalties and less problems. But, you know, we're playing a good that team that beat all the top speeds. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to draw. So we have to make sure that we're polished and your book on your assignment, you know, and just put everything together and try to be fun down and try to win.
Now to Division III. The home team is Canfield, led by head coach Tom Pavlansky. His team is excited and ready for the challenge that Bloom Carroll presents.
We have improved tremendously from our first ball game to now. You know, anytime you reach the state finals, you need that improvement each week, and we're excited about that. We've got a senior-laden team that for 3 years have done a great job growing up within our program, and this year becoming excellent leaders. And, you know, going into the game Friday afternoon, we understand that, you know, we're playing the best team that we have seen on tape all year long. Jeremy, in his first year, has done a tremendous job with his kids and his program, and they're senior-laden too. I think they're 44-6. The last 3 years, and so we've got our hands full.
The visiting team in the Division III game is Bloom Carroll. Head coach Jeremy McKinney said that not many people probably expected his Bulldogs to be in this game, but they have earned that opportunity.
We're thrilled to be here. I'm not sure a whole lot of people outside of our program expected us to be here, but we just kept plugging away and working our way to this point. We're extremely excited to still be practicing in week 16.
Now to Division II. Akron Archbishop Hoban and head coach Tim Terrell will be the home team in the game on Thursday night. Coach Terrell told Cleveland.com his defense was the key to their advancing in the state semifinal to get past Massillon, Washington.
We calmed down, you know, defensively. We knew we were a good football team. We knew we were, you know, what we were in store for. After a couple series and them scoring, our kids settled down. That's the most important thing. And when they settled down, you know, we started playing home defense again.
The visiting team in the Division II game will be Toledo Central Catholic. Head coach Greg Dempsey spoke on Coach Bob McAllister's football podcast earlier about his team's focus on success, both on and off the field.
I truly believe just wanting to win, hating to lose. And I truly believe, I tell people the football field's the biggest classroom on campus. And these kids, if you can learn how to win on a football field, you can apply those things a lot of place in your life. And you get to see that happen. And I just want to keep winning and do the best I can for this school.
And finally, we come to Division I, which will play their championship game on Friday night. The home team is defending state champion Lakewood St. Edward. Head coach Tom Lombardo told Cleveland.com that pulling away early in their state semifinal win over Gahanna Lincoln is a big reason why they're playing for the state title.
Caught the middle six. The end of the first half, first three to second half were big. We get the 7-0 game. We score. You know, we went on a 10-0 run.
Right.
You know, to get up three scores. And I think that was a big confidence booster. And as I say, we acclimate pretty well against teams. You know, so once that initial, you know, you haven't seen a team, you haven't played them, you kind of feel it out in that first quarter, and then we get acclimated. I think you could see it particularly in the end of the third and fourth quarter, where it's tough to drive on us, and you know we start controlling the ball. I think we had a 7-minute scoring drive or close to that, you know, to make it 24-0. And those are backbreakers because there's no clock left then, and then we added points.
The visiting team in the Division I game is Springfield. Head coach Maurice Douglas says their close loss in last year's state championship game to Lakewood St. Edward has not been forgotten by his Wildcats.
It added a little fuel for the fire for coming into the season, and it just continued to propel as the season went on. You know, the guys had a little bitter taste in their mouth about last year not achieving the goal that they actually set out for, which is winning the state. We wanted to get there, but sometimes you have to watch what you pray. Last year, we just wanted to get to state. With God, you got to be specific. We want to win state in 2022.
Those were the voices of the 14 coaches who will lead their teams into the state championship games this weekend. When we come back, we will hear from the broadcasters who will call the championship games for the OHSAA Radio Network. But first, let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Wayne IGA has a new owner and new hours. They're open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, and the deli will be open from 8 to 8 every weekday and until 1 on Saturday. They have everything you'll need for your holiday parties, your favorite beers and wines, chips and dips, everything you'll need for your favorite dish, their famous cheese balls, and of course their party trays, cookie trays, sandwich trays, veggie trays, fruit trays, and of course everybody's favorite, their meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order ahead at 375-2865. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all of your holiday party supplies, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back as we close in on the state championships in Canton. Now it's time to hear from the broadcasters who will call the state championship games for the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network as we get their previews of the title games that they will call. We will go in order, so that means we'll start with Division II and the showdown between Akron Archbishop Holman and Toledo Central Catholic. He'll have the call. He's one of the voices of the Kent State Golden Flashes. Here's David Wilson.
Thanks a lot, Marty. Both teams are 14-1, and the lone loss for each came against the same opponent, Division I finalist Lakewood St. Edward. Holman lost to St. Edward in Week 10, while TCC fell to the Eagles in Week 1 and has reeled off 14 straight wins thereafter. Both teams feature stellar running backs. The Knights of Holman feature senior Lamar Sperling, who has amassed a spectacular 3,511 rushing yards and 55 touchdowns. Sperling, who is a University at Buffalo commit, has run for over 1,400 yards in the playoffs alone. He tallied 316 yards and 4 touchdowns in Holman's 41-20 win over Massillon in the state semifinal. The Fighting Irish of Toledo Central Catholic counter with senior Chris Edmonds, who has been named Northwest Ohio Division II Co-Offensive Player of the Year. Edmonds has rushed for 2,034 yards and 34 touchdowns, including the game-winning score with just 20 seconds remaining in last week's 52-49 win over Kings Mill Kings in the state semi. Holman is a 5-time state champion. TCC has lifted the hardware 3 times. This is Central's first trip to the state championship game since 2015, when they lost a 33-20 decision in the Division III final to the Holman Knights. This is David Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
David, thank you very much. On Friday morning, the Division V game will kick off at 10:30. I'll have the call of that title game between Ironton and Canfield South Range. It's one of 3 games in the state finals that match unbeaten teams, as both squads come to the game at 15-0. For the Fighting Tigers of Ironton, it's the school's 3rd trip to the state title game in the last 5 years. The Tigers in both 2019 and 2020 lost to Kirtland in their prior title game visits. This year's team is led by one of the great stories in all of Ohio high school football, and that's senior quarterback Taden Carpenter. He was born deaf and wears a cochlear implant. Carpenter has passed for 3,061 yards, 39 touchdowns, with just 4 interceptions. He has also rushed for 227 yards. The Tigers overall have a strong ground game led by running back Jacquez Keys with 1,041 yards rushing and 21 touchdowns. Amari Fielder has totaled 511 yards and 8 rushing touchdowns. The Tigers' defense, they're strong as well. They've held 7 opponents under 10 points in a game this season. For South Range, the Raiders' first visit to play for a state title is led by quarterback Billy Skirpak. The run-pass threat has totaled over 3,300 yards of offense this season, rushed for 14 touchdowns, and thrown for 33 more. Blake Ewart has complemented the running attack with 846 yards and 11 touchdowns. The Raiders have been dominant. They have outscored their 15 opponents by a whopping 510 points this year and have played just one game decided by 10 or fewer points. Their closest margin of victory in the playoffs was 2 28-point wins in the regional semi and the regional final. Ironton and South Range battle for the Division 5 state championship Friday morning at 10:30. The Division 3 title game is Friday afternoon. The voice of the Bowling Green Falcons, Todd Walker, will have the call as Canfield takes on Bloom Carroll.
Thanks, Marty. I'm excited to have the call of the Division 3 state championship game Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock as the Bloom Carroll Bulldogs take on the Canfield Cardinals. We are guaranteed a first-time state champion. Bloom Carroll is in the championship game for the first time in school history. For Canfield, it's just their second appearance in the final game of the football season. They fell to Toledo Central Catholic in the D2 final back in 2005. The Cardinals are led by future Indiana Hoosier quarterback Brock Lowry. Lowry averages about 115 yards passing and rushing per game. But in the state semifinal 38-21 win over Holy Name, he did his damage mostly with his legs, rushing for 215 yards and 4 touchdowns. Canfield also prides itself on a strong defense that allows only 12 points per game, led by linebacker Dom Marzano. Marzano leads the team with 96 tackles. He also made the final tackle on a 4th-and-1 in Canfield's 14-7 win over two-time defending state champion Chardon in the regional final. As for Bloom Carroll, they use a demoralizing power running game to bludgeon opponents into submission. A case in point, their 35-12 win in the state semifinal against Tippecanoe. In that game, they threw only one pass, but they rushed for 432 yards in the dominant win. Dylan Armentrout led the way, 30 carries, 250 yards, and 3 TDs, putting him over 2,100 yards rushing on the season. Andrew Marshall also had 129 yards rushing, and Chase Plants had 2 TD runs. The Bulldogs have also been strong defensively, allowing just over 11 points a game and fewer than 200 yards. Marshall is their main man on defense. From his linebacker spot, he's made nearly 200 tackles this year, 35 of them behind the line of scrimmage. So that's the matchup. Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Division 3, it's Canfield against Bloom Carroll. This is Todd Walker reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
Todd, thank you. The Division I championship game is set for Friday night, and it's a rematch of last year's Division I title game as champion Lakewood St. Edward takes on Springfield. The voice of the Ohio Dominican Panthers, Todd Bell, has the call.
For St. Ed's, they've been the number one team in the state all year long. One setback, week one to Maslin, they fell 31-28. They have steamrolled everyone ever since. Trying to win back-to-back state championships, they're led by their quarterback, Casey Bullock, 1,770 passing yards, 18 touchdowns. He's also rushed for just under 1,000 yards and 7 more scores. And when he hands the ball off, Marvin Bell Jr., 1,700 rushing yards, 25 touchdowns. He has a great blend of power and speed. On the other side of things for Springfield, who comes in at 13-1 and ranked 4th in the state of Ohio, they beat Moeller in the state semifinals for the second straight year, and now they get St. Ed's in the state championship game also for the second straight year. How about these gaudy passing numbers? Quarterback Bryce Schondelmeyer, 47 touchdown passes, averages 316 passing yards a game, which means somebody's catching the ball, right? Anthony Brown, 20 touchdown catches for over 1,500 yards. Dalen Bradley, 90 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 scores. They are the two guys to certainly keep an eye out on Friday night. So it's number one versus number four in a rematch of the Division I title game from a year ago, Lakewood St. Ed's and Springfield Friday night at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Todd Bell will have the call once again of the Division I title game. Three championship games on Saturday, and it starts bright and early at 10:30 with the Division VI game when Maria Stein Marion Local meets Kirtland. David Wilson will be back for the call of that title game.
Thanks a lot, Marty. Now, this is considered by many, including myself, to be the marquee matchup of the championship weekend. Both teams are 15-0. Marion Local is ranked number one, while Kirtland is number two. Marion Local, from Maria Stein in Mercer County, has won 12 state titles, including a perfect 16-0 season and a championship in Division VII last year. Kirtland, from Lake County, Ohio, has captured 6 state championships, and they have won a mind-boggling 69 of their last 70 ballgames. Now, both teams feature stellar defenses. The Flyers have recorded 11 shutouts this season, and they've outscored opponents 218-3 in the playoffs. They blanked Columbus Grove 27-0 in the state semifinal last week. The Hornets have also been nearly invincible, outscoring opponents 218 in the postseason, including a 41-6 throttling of Beverly Fort Frye in last week's semi. Kirtland's Tommy Gogolin is a two-way senior standout at tailback and corner. He's rushed for 1,543 yards and 16 touchdowns, while Marion Local's Kyle Oddie is the Flyers' leading rusher and receiver with a combined 22 touchdowns during this, his junior season. This will be the fourth time that these powerhouses have met in a state final game, with Kirtland claiming 2 wins in the series so far. This is David Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
David, thank you. The afternoon game on Saturday, that's the Division 7 game between New Bremen and Warren John F. Kennedy. Todd Bell's back to handle the play-by-play of that title matchup.
Marty, on Saturday afternoon, we know we'll have a new Division 7 state champion, as the previous champion, Kirtland, has changed divisions. But this year's championship game will certainly have a familiar feel, as it is a rematch of the 2020 championship game. It is number one, Warren JFK, with a record of 13-1, taking on 7th-ranked New Bremen, who has a record of 12-3. As for the Eagles, they use a solid ground attack that is led by their quarterback. Now, Caleb Hadley has thrown for nearly 1,300 yards and 11 touchdowns this year, but very valuable with his legs. Almost 800 yards rushing, 14 touchdowns, and the unique style of JFK's offense, the big quarterback who's 6'1", 205 pounds, in certain rushing situations will move to the tailback. And then Aiden Rossi, a wide receiver, will take over as quarterback. On defense, JFK has been outstanding all year, allowing 10 points a game, less than that in the playoffs. And they're led by their middle linebacker, Ambrose Hoso, who was the Northeast Inland District Player of the Year. On the other side, also a spectacular quarterback in David Holman. The senior has thrown for almost 1,500 yards. He's rushed for over 1,600 yards on the season. And how about this? In his last 26 games, he's accounted for over 6,000 yards of offense and 72 touchdowns. And oh, by the way, running back Hunter Schaefer, he's rushed for 1,800 yards and 26 touchdowns on the season. Defensively, New Bremen also is outstanding, allowing just 2 scores per game in the postseason, and a defense that has 21 takeaways on the year. New Bremen won the matchup between these two teams back in 2020. They'll clash again on Saturday afternoon at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in a game that'll kick off at 3 o'clock.
The final of the 7 state championship games is set for Saturday night when teams from Cincinnati and Cleveland get together. As Cincinnati, Wyoming meets Cleveland Glenville in the Division 4 title game, David Wilson wraps up our previews and the coverage of the state championship games.
Thanks a lot, Marty. This is a matchup of unbeaten teams, with Wyoming entering at 15-0 and Glenville an unblemished 14-0. These are also two of the state's powerhouse programs, with Wyoming winning it all in 2018 and all the way back in 1977, and Glenville turning in 2 runner-up performances in 2009 and 2013. Wyoming, by the way, owns the all-time highest winning percentage of any program in OHSAA history at 753. As with every state championship matchup, this game will feature a pair of dynamite running backs. Glenville's Deshante Jones has been an absolute beast, logging over 1,520 yards and 20 touchdowns this season. But the junior has really risen to the occasion the last 3 weeks, filling the stat sheet with 527 rushing yards and 9 touchdowns, and that included a 287-yard, 5-touchdown performance in their regional final win against Van Wert. Wyoming senior tailback C.J. Hester is under consideration for Mr. Football, and for good reason. The Western Michigan commit has eclipsed the 3,000-yard plateau, and he's punched in 48 touchdowns, which ties him for 5th in the OHSAA single-season record book. Despite an injury in last week's semifinal 32-20 win over Steubenville, Hester battled through a mid-game injury and scored a pair of touchdowns, including the ultimate game winner. Hester is part of a Wyoming senior class that has gone 50-3 in their careers. This is David Wilson reporting for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
That's a look at the state championship game previews. Now let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA. And when we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over. But this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
You practice hard. You play hard. You're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point. Next yard, next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, let's remind you that tickets are still available for the state championship games at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. Spectrum will televise all 7 championship games live on Spectrum News 1. Their telecasts are also available on the Spectrum app and online at OHSAA.tv. And the OHSAA Radio Network will proudly once again call all 7 games as well. Check the OHSAA Radio Network page at OHSAA.org for the list of affiliates across Ohio and West Virginia. Thank you for being along with us throughout the playoffs, and we hope to see you in Canton for the state championship games this weekend. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. Our executive producer is Tim Street. Production assistants from Yamo Media and Adam Dell. The OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show is a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.